All right, let's dive deep today and talk about how to totally dominate e-commerce SEO in 2025. You know, you send in this super interesting article, 10 e-commerce SEO trends that will dominate 2025.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to say, that cover image really caught my eye. This woman climbing a ladder right next to this giant monitor, and it's showing an online storefront. Mm-hmm. It's like she's like visually climbing towards e-commerce success. What do you think?
It's a powerful image for sure. Yeah. It really captures the, I guess the challenges, but also the huge potential that we're going to be talking about today.
Right. And the article doesn't sugarcoat it. It says e-commerce is exploding.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's also crazy competitive. Now, they even throw out this stat that 93% of online experiences actually start with a search engine.
Wow.
So basically, if your site isn't on that first page of results,
right,
you're invisible.
Yeah, pretty much. You might as well not even exist.
Oof. So where do we even begin? This article lays out like 10 major trends. What's the biggest takeaway for someone listening who's really serious about e-commerce, you know, crushing it in 2025?
I think the big takeaway, the overarching theme here is that search engines, especially Google, are just getting like way more sophisticated than they used to be. AI is really changing the game. It's not about just like keywords anymore. It's about genuinely, truly understanding what your customers are searching for and why.
So it's less about like tricking the algorithm and more about really solving like legit customer problems.
Exactly. Imagine someone searches for best running shoes for flat feet.
Yeah.
They're not just like window shopping.
Right.
They have a need. And if your website can provide the perfect solution to that very specific need, Google's going to pick up on that.
Uh-huh.
You'll earn those higher rankings, not by like manipulating the system, but by really truly meeting those customer needs.
Okay, yeah, that makes total sense. So it's like AI is this super smart assistant helping connect the right customers with the right solutions. But how does that actually play out like tactically? How does that change an SEO strategy?
Well, for starters, we got to ditch that old keyword playbook.
Okay.
Instead of targeting like generic terms, running shoes, right?
Yep.
We need to focus on what we call long tail keywords.
Okay.
These are longer, way more specific phrases that reflect what people are actually typing into that search bar.
So something like best running shoes for marathon training with flat feet.
You got it. It shows you understand the nuances of what people are searching for, right?
Uh-huh.
And here's where AI gets really, really cool. There are tools now that can actually analyze tons of search data and suggest those golden long tail keywords you might never have thought of on your own.
Oh, wow. So AI can like almost uncover hidden opportunities, like niche customer segments, stuff that I might be totally missing.
Exactly. It's like having a secret weapon.
Okay, that's really cool. But what about the content itself? Like, is AI going to start writing product descriptions for us? Should I like fire my copywriter?
Not quite yet, but it can definitely help us make those descriptions way more effective.
Think about it.
AI can analyze like thousands of product reviews.
All right.
And pinpoint the exact features and benefits that really resonate with customers.
So instead of just listing like generic features, we can highlight the stuff that like real people actually care about.
You got it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. AI can personalize product recommendations, optimize images for search, even predict future trends. It's a powerful tool that can give e-commerce businesses a serious edge.
Okay, so AI is definitely like a game changer, but it sounds like human creativity, like strategy, that's still super crucial. It's about using AI to like enhance what we do best.
I think that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, speaking of how we search, let's talk about voice search. By 2025, experts are predicting like half of all searches are going to be voice-based.
That's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, I use it all the time. Hey, Siri, find me the nearest coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's so convenient.
Super convenient. But here's the thing. Voice search is fundamentally different from like typing a query into a search bar.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's longer. It's more conversational. And it often involves local intent.
So instead of searching running shoes, I might say, hey, Google, what are the best running shoes for beginners under $100 near me?
Exactly. And your website needs to be optimized for these natural language queries. Think about how people actually talk.
Uh-huh.
Use conversational phrases in your content. Target location-based keywords. And make sure your Google My Business profile is totally up to date.
So it's all about meeting customers where they are.
Literally and figuratively.
I like that. Okay. And speaking of meeting customers where they are, Let's talk about visual search, which is like exploding in popularity, right?
Yeah.
Especially on platforms like Pinterest and Instagram.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay, I've heard of visual search, but honestly, I don't totally get it. Is it like searching with your eyes instead of your fingers?
Pretty much. Like imagine you see this awesome lamp in your friend's apartment, but you have no idea where they got it.
Mm-hmm.
You just snap a picture with Google Lens and boom, you're browsing similar lamps online like in seconds.
That's amazing. So instead of like trying to describe it with words, mm-hmm. you can just show a picture.
Exactly. It's incredibly intuitive, especially for things that are hard to describe with words. Like fashion,
right?
Home decor, even food. Visual search is really taking off in those areas.
So what's the secret to making visual search work for like an e-commerce business?
High quality images are like absolutely crucial. Think sharp, well-lit photos that show off your products from multiple angles, right?
Yep.
You also want to optimize your image file names and alt text
mm-hmm.
using relevant keywords so search engines can, you know, see what's in those images.
Okay, I'm getting the picture, literally. So we've covered AI-driven SEO, voice search, visual search, all pretty futuristic stuff.
It is. And this is just the beginning. But before we move on,
yep.
I want to emphasize that all of these strategies, they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
They all point to one thing, really.
Yeah.
Understanding your customers better than ever before.
Okay, yeah. So it's not just about like adopting the latest tech. It's about using that tech to build deeper, more like meaningful connections with our audience.
Oh, exactly.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something a bit more down to earth, but equally crucial for e-commerce success. Local SEO.
Okay.
So I'm guessing this is all about attracting customers in my area, right? Like mm-hmm. if I have a brick and mortar store or offer like local delivery.
You got it. And it's more important than ever. Think about it. How many times have you searched on your phone for coffee shops near me or
yeah.
Beth pizza delivery?
Oh, all the time. I do that all the time. Yeah.
Nearly half of all Google searches have some kind of local intent. And here's the kicker. 76% of people who do a local search
yeah.
actually visit a physical store within 24 hours. So we're talking about motivated, ready-to-buy customers.
Wow, that's huge. So if I'm not optimizing for local search, I'm missing out on a massive opportunity.
You are. And the foundation of local SEO is your Google business profile.
Yeah.
It's often the first thing people see when they search for businesses like yours.
Okay, so I need to make sure like my business name, address, phone number, website, all that stuff is accurate and consistent everywhere.
Exactly. Think of it as building those trust signals, right?
Yeah.
You also want to include high quality photos, encourage customer reviews, and use relevant keywords in your business description. And speaking of keywords, don't forget to weave location-based keywords into your website content as well.
So instead of best organic coffee, I'd use best organic coffee in Austin or organic coffee near me, something like that.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Those long tail keywords. They might have lower search volume, but they have much higher purchase intent. People using those phrases are ready to buy.
Got it. So we're talking AI-powered SEO, voice search, visual search, and now local SEO. It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But before we jump to the next trend,
awesome.
Let's just pause for a sec and think about the common thread running through all of this.
Yeah, I think that the biggest takeaway so far is that e-commerce SEO in 2025 is all about connecting with the right customers
mm-hmm.
at the right time. Right.
All right.
Whether it's through AI, voice search, visual search, or local SEO, the goal is to understand your audience deeply and provide solutions that truly meet their needs.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, it's not about chasing the shiny object. It's about like really understanding who you're selling to.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've established that e-commerce SEO in 2025 is all about
mm-hmm.
connecting with the right customers at the right time. What's next on our list of trends?
Let's talk about the power of user-generated content.
Hmm.
This is something that like savvy e-commerce businesses are already leveraging, but it's going to be even more crucial moving forward.
You mean like stuff like customer reviews, social media posts,
uh-huh.
those like unboxing videos people love to share.
Exactly. Think about it. When you're researching a product online, are you more swayed by like a polished marketing campaign? Or by real people sharing their like authentic experiences?
Honestly.
Yeah.
I tend to trust other customers more than brands, especially if this product I'm not really familiar with.
Right. User-generated content isn't just like a nice to have anymore. It's like a powerful tool for building credibility and trust.
It's like social proof on steroids.
Exactly.
Okay, so how do I encourage more user-generated content? Do I like just beg my customers to leave reviews?
It's a little more nuanced than that. You want to create a seamless and rewarding experience for your customers, right?
Yeah.
Make it super easy for them to leave reviews, share photos, videos, tag your brand on social media, all that.
So, like, strategically placed leave a review buttons, maybe even like contests or giveaways to incentivize that user-generated content.
Exactly. And don't forget about platforms like Reddit and Quora. Those are like gold mines for authentic insights.
Mm.
Use them to identify pain points that your products can solve. Source genuine testimonials and engage directly with your target audience.
So it's about tapping into those online communities where people are already having these conversations. But authenticity is key here. I mean, people can spot a fake review a mile away.
Oh, absolutely. You can't force it. Yeah. Focus on building those genuine relationships with your customers.
Yeah.
And the positive content will come naturally.
Okay, makes sense. So we've covered a lot of ground already. AI, voice search, visual search, local SEO, user-generated content. What else should we be like thinking about as we look ahead to 2025?
Let's talk about something that might sound a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely crucial for e-commerce success. Technical SEO.
Technical SEO. Yeah, that does sound a bit intimidating. What exactly does that involve?
It's all about the nuts and bolts of your website, right? The behind-the-scenes stuff that makes everything run smoothly. It's about making sure your website is easy for search engines to crawl, to understand, and index.
So it's like laying a solid foundation for your whole SEO strategy.
Exactly. And one of the most important aspects of technical SEO these days is website speed and performance. Google has these things called Core Web Vitals, which are basically a set of metrics that measure how fast your pages load, how interactive they are, how visually stable they are.
So if my website takes forever to load, or if like things are jumping around on the page, That's going to hurt my rankings.
It definitely can. It creates a bad user experience, and Google knows that. They want to deliver the best possible results to their users, so they're going to prioritize websites that offer a smooth and enjoyable browsing experience.
Okay, I'm starting to understand why technical SEO is so important. But let's be honest, it can get pretty technical. What's like one actionable tip that someone can implement like right away to improve their site's performance?
One of the easiest things you can do is optimize your images. Large image files can really slow down your website. Make sure your images are compressed without sacrificing quality, .air, and use modern image formats like WebP.
Okay, that's something anyone can do, even without like a tech background. What about this thing I keep hearing about called structured data? Is that part of technical SEO?
It is. Structured data is basically a way of giving search engines more information about your content. It's like adding labels to your products, your blog posts, your business information. It helps search engines understand what everything is and how it all connects.
So if I'm selling shoes, structured data would tell Google things like the brand, the size, the color, the price, customer reviews, all that.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just product information. You can use structured data for recipes, events, articles, FAQs, basically anything on your website.
And this helps with rankings.
It can. When Google has a deeper understanding of your content, it can surface it in more relevant search results. It can also lead to those richer search results, like featured snippets and knowledge panels.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. It's not just about keywords anymore. It's about creating like a well-structured, informative, user-friendly website that search engines can easily understand and index.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, let's talk about a trend that's been causing quite a stir in the SEO world. Zero-click searches.
Ah, yeah.
Zero-click searches. I've seen those. It's when Google just answers your question right there on the search results page, so you don't even have to click on anything.
Exactly. And they're becoming increasingly common. In fact, over half of all Google searches now end without a click.
Wow, that's a lot. But if people aren't clicking through to my website, how am I supposed to get traffic and sales?
That's the challenge. And it's why a lot of people are, like, freaking out about zero-click searches.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They don't have to be a bad thing. In fact, they can be an opportunity if you play your cards right.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How can I like make zero-click searches work for me?
Think of it as a way to build brand awareness and establish yourself as like a thought leader. Even if people aren't clicking through to your website, they're still seeing your brand name and associating it with relevant information.
So it's like free advertising in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Focus on optimizing your content for featured snippets and knowledge channels. Answer common questions clearly and concisely. Use structured data to provide context and make sure your website is mobile friendly.
Okay. So it's about being like the most authoritative and informative source on the web.
You got it. And that brings us to another important concept, EEAT.
EEAT. What's that? Some new kind of SEO snack?
Not quite. EEAT stands for Experience, Expertise, Authoritativeness, and Trustworthiness. It's basically Google's way of evaluating the quality and credibility of websites, especially for topics that could impact people's, like .health, finances, safety, or happiness.
Okay, so things like medical advice, financial planning, legal information, stuff that really matters.
Exactly. Google wants to make sure that users are getting accurate and trustworthy information from credible sources.
So how do I make sure my website aligns with these EET principles?
It starts with creating high-quality, user-centric content, right?
Yeah.
Make sure it's well-researched, accurate. If you're an expert in your field, highlight your credentials, your experience, your certifications, all that. Cite reputable sources to back up your claims and build trust with your audience.
So it's about being transparent and backing up your claims with, like, evidence.
Exactly. And transparency goes beyond just providing factual information. It also means being upfront about your business practices, clearly displaying your contact information, having a robust privacy policy, that kind of thing.
Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. Whether we're talking about user-generated content, technical SEO, zero-click searches, or EEAT, it all boils down to like building trust with your audience.
You got it. And that brings us to our final trend for today. And it's a big one. Social commerce integration.
Social commerce integration. So this is where like social media and e-commerce like collide.
Exactly. Platforms like TikTok and Instagram are no longer just places to like share funny videos and photos. They're becoming powerful sales channels.
Yeah.
Especially for reaching younger generations.
I've definitely noticed that. It seems like every time I scroll through TikTok, I'm seeing products I want to buy.
Right. The lines between entertainment and shopping are blurring more and more.
Yeah.
People are discovering products, getting inspired, and making purchases.
Yeah.
All within their favorite social media apps.
So if I want to succeed in e-commerce in 2025, I need to be leveraging the power of social commerce.
Absolutely. But it's not just about slapping a buy now button on every post. You need a strategic approach.
Okay. Tell me more. What does a strategic approach to social commerce look like?
Well, first, you got to choose the right platforms for your target audience, right?
Yeah.
TikTok is great for reaching Gen Z, while Instagram might be a better fit for millennials.
So know your audience and tailor your content accordingly. Makes sense. What else?
Think about what makes each platform unique. TikTok is all about like short, catchy videos, while Instagram is more focused on like visual storytelling.
I'm guessing user-generated content. Is huge here too.
Absolutely. Encourage your followers to share their experiences with your products. Run contests, offer incentives, make it easy for people to create and share content.
And what about all the like cool shopping features that these platforms are rolling out like all the time?
Definitely take advantage of those. Tag products in your posts and stories. Create shoppable galleries and explore live shopping events. Live shopping is like a game changer, especially for engaging with customers in real time.
Okay, this is all like super valuable stuff, but I have to admit it's a lot to keep track of.
It is. But remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Start by focusing on one or two trends that resonate with you and experiment. See what works for your business.
It feels like we just went through like a crash course in future-proofing an e-commerce business.
Right.
It's a lot. AI, voice search, visual search, social commerce. It's clear that the next few years are going to be all about creating those like seamless, personalized, and engaging online experiences.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. You know, we've talked about a lot of specific strategies, but I think the underlying principle is really about meeting customers where they are.
Yeah.
And exceeding their expectations.
So it's not just about like chasing the latest trends. It's about understanding the like human needs behind those trends.
Exactly. Technology is a tool, but it's the human touch that ultimately makes the difference.
Okay, so let's say I'm listening to this and I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, right? There's a lot of information here. What's like the one thing I should focus on first if I really want to get ahead of the curve?
If I had to pick just one thing, I'd say start by really understanding your ideal customer.
Okay.
What are their pain points? What are their aspirations? What are their online habits? The more you understand your customer, the better equipped you'll be to craft an e-commerce experience that truly resonates with them.
Yeah. It's about like getting inside their heads and understanding their journey from the moment they first search for a product to the moment they, you know, click buy.
Exactly. And once you have that deep understanding, you can start to layer in all the strategies we've discussed.
Yeah.
The AI-powered personalization, the optimized voice search experience,
the
visually compelling content, the seamless social commerce integration.
So it's about using technology to amplify that human connection, not replace it.
Precisely. And here's something to keep in mind. As you kind of navigate this ever-evolving world of e-commerce, data is your friend. Use analytics to track what's working, what's not, and what your customers are responding to.
Okay, so it's not just about implementing these strategies. It's about constantly measuring, analyzing, and refining.
Exactly. The e-commerce landscape is dynamic.
Yeah.
What works today might not work tomorrow. Be adaptable, be curious, and always be willing to learn and experiment.
This has been like an incredible deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on the future of e-commerce.
I'm glad to hear that. Remember, the key to success in e-commerce is to stay ahead of the curve, embrace innovation, and never stop learning.
Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this exciting journey into the future of e-commerce SEO. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep crushing it online.